got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit. Got a solution? You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up?
Hey guys, Rafi here from the Endgame Investor, and today I want to talk about why it's not Congress's fault. Not that they aren't idiots, they definitely are, and a lot of them are evil, and a lot of them are evil idiots, like both of them at the same time, but it's still not their fault. It has nothing to do with their spending, or very little to do with their spending. They can't do anything else but spend, because if they stopped spending, then the banks would collapse. And the reason for this is the fiat doctrine that money equals debt, at least in a fiat system. Of course, gold and silver are real money, but in a fiat system, you increase debt and you increase the money supply. This video is brought to you by The Dirty Man Safe. If you want to support this channel, this is one of the best ways to do it. Acquire a Dirty Man Safe for yourself. Use the code ENDGAME10 at checkout. Link in the description below. That will give you 10% off of your order. And if you use this button on this landing page, link in the description below, you will get 10 free little coin holders for your Dirty Man Safe, for the coins that you will put in there. Of course, I do not recommend putting all of your real money in a Dirty Man Safe. That would be irresponsible. Spread it around, but there definitely should be a stash that you have somewhere in your immediate access that you can use in the event of the end game. And you should know where it is, and you shouldn't have to use a computer to get it or travel very far or have it sent in the mail. It should be right near you. Some amount of gold and silver should be with you. And the best way to hide that, in my opinion, is the Dirty Man Safe. Use the code ENDGAME10 at checkout and support this channel while you are doing so. When you first start on a system like this, with money being debt, then companies issue debt. The money supply increases. People can trade that debt around like money, just like people trade around treasuries, and they are counted on a balance sheet as money. And then that creates an illusion of prosperity as people feel they have more money, production increases, and it feels like everyone is richer. Interest rates can be paid out of profits, and things go on for a while. But then a wall is hit, and banks can no longer lend. And if they can no longer lend, they can no longer create debt. And if they can no longer create debt, the money supply stops expanding. When the money supply stops expanding, you can no longer pay interest, because if there is no more money to pay that interest, because interest means that the money supply has to grow and you have to pay those interest out of the increasing money supply. If the money supply stops growing because banks stop lending because there are no other businesses to lend to, even with stupid ideas.
Chocolate microscopes?
You know those guitars that are like double guitars, you know?
More rubber stamps.
You think the pet rock was a really great idea?
Sure it was. The guy made $1 million.
Then interest cannot be paid, debt cannot be paid, it defaults, and the money supply goes from stagnant to shrinking. And once it does, even less debt can be paid. And once less debt can be paid, there are even more defaults, and everything goes in the opposite direction.
Apply the brakes. Now put it in reverse.
And so it is not necessary that Congress has to spend money, at least not at the beginning, or they don't have to spend ungodly amounts of money, because banks can lend money through fractional reserve and increase the money supply that way and keep the fiat system going. But when they run out of loans to make, then the government must make up the difference, which is why in the definition of GDP, the measurement that Keynesians use to measure our prosperity, which is, of course, BS, the measure of GDP includes government spending. And when the government spends money, where do they get it from? Ultimately, from the Federal Reserve, who buys their bonds either directly or indirectly and increases the money supply that way. So the money supply can only expand in a fiat system where banks can no longer make legitimate loans or even quasi-legitimate loans to businesses that actually make a profit and increase productivity, then Congress has to make up the difference, or the money supply stagnates again and banks collapse. And so the increased spending by the government is just the end phases of a fiat monetary system where debt can no longer be expanded through anything that even looks like a productive debt structure. Now, what is a bailout by the Fed? Well, when debt can no longer be paid, when debt and money can no longer be substituted back and forth, the Fed, who prints the currency, has to buy the debt and print the currency to pay for that debt. And therefore, that is debt monetization, when debt becomes dollars. And when debt becomes dollars, that's when the money loses purchasing power. So what would happen if, theoretically, Congress became responsible and minimized government spending and brought the budget back into balance and everything that they're supposed to do, or the conservatives say they're supposed to do? Well, the debt would decrease. The money supply would decrease. There wouldn't be enough dollars to pay back the existing debt. And the banks would collapse just as they did in March 2023 when the Fed bailed them out by printing more money. So if Congress theoretically became more responsible or was filled with nobody but Ron Paul and his clones, then they would stop the spending, the banks would collapse, and the Fed would bail them out anyway. All the bad debt would turn into dollars and you'd have hyperinflation for the same reason. So there is literally nothing Congress can do about this, no matter how much or how little they spend. Now, obviously, for the sake of human lives, I'd rather them spend money on giant hopscotch games or whatever, rather than supplying weapons to a bunch of countries so people can kill each other. Hopscotch games? Where did I come up with that? The point is, they're going to do what they need to do, which is increase the money supply, whether by spending or not spending, and have the Fed buy all the debt and monetize it in the end. Anyway, the dollar is going to zero. It will go to zero if they sell all of their gold, if the Treasury sells all of its gold in order to support the currency, and it will go back to $30, $35 an ounce when all the debt collapses, or it will go to $35,000 an ounce and then lop off three zeros or whatever it's going to be. It's all the same destination. You and I are stuck in a fiat system, as is Congress, as is the entire planet, because the base of the entire global fiat currency system is the US dollar, under which is a tiny little base of gold and silver, a base which we have to continually hack away at until the whole thing falls over and we can go back to sound money and get society back into some measure of sanity, where people aren't chopping off the reproductive organs of their children.
These guys are going to take your balls. They're going to send one to the New York Times, one to the LA Times press release style.
Or having phones babysit them for their entire teenage lives, where they have no social interaction and therefore become a bunch of crazed lunatics. The only reason this is taking longer than any other fiat system to collapse is because the pool of productivity to leech off of, for the very first time in world history, is global. So don't blame Congress. Congress is not the problem. Congress is a symptom. As inflation goes along its merry path, people tend to get more and more insane, because in order to get a piece of that inflation, you have to come up with crazier and crazier ideas.
I had an idea like that once. It was a jump to conclusions, Matt.
This is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
The craziest of which might be that money is simply a code to nothing. And I guarantee you that that code to nothing will be the first thing to fall to nothing when the final financial crisis finally hits. This is Rafi of the Endgame Investor, hoping you enjoyed my defense of Congress, those wonderful little creatures that are destroying the planet. But then again, it's really the money itself that's doing it, the source of all of the problems, including Congress, including the mutilation of our children, including all of the evil that is going on in the world today. It all comes from the monetary inflation. That will end, and so will the evil, in a big implosion, explosion. It will be glorious, it will be scary, and then humanity will move on to better things. And to read my speech about why the elites will not win, Klaus Schwab will not win, and the reset will be on our terms and not theirs, please read the link in the description below from the Endgame Investor at Substack. And you can read the text of my speech in Petah Tikva in Israel. in English.